It is a view after Liverpool scored 5 goals at Anfield and still it wasn't completely satisfactory or convincing for a lot of people. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. Neil, I'll come to you first. He's got a decision to make at right back. Probably more of a decision than I think a few people thought, really. I thought the idea might have been to try and run Frimpong for an hour and then do Gomez as it was. He sides with Gomez at right back, which is not something we've seen him do too often, really, by choice. And I think, we have another reasons why he doesn't want what is effectively his third choice centre-half getting injured. But Gomez does incredibly well, and we'll come to that. But I think the other thing to note with this element of selection is he really wants a midfield sub. The irony of that is he doesn't actually go on to use him, and maybe that's scoreboard reflective. But I think the element of insurance in the lineup, but also I guess a case of risk with Gomez's injury record is all at play there when he's going into it.
Yeah, so I think you've sort of cast his options quite nicely there, Dan. I'm a little bit of the view, I think, that in the absence of Wirtz, I think he concludes, which is where he ends up in the game against Forest, it's worth saying, after half an hour, that he wants Szoboszlai to be the furthest forward of his midfield options. That's the road he's going to go down, and he wants to hark back to last year. So I think he's concluded that. So then his decision is Jones versus Gomez. Because if we allow for the fact that Frimpong, I think they're going to want to, at least for a couple of weeks, have him wrapped up in cotton wool. I wouldn't expect him to start any game before the one against Tottenham. I think there's a chance he might get the FA Cup game at Wolves, but I just think that they're going to want to be really cautious with him, because so much of Liverpool's season, I think, is going to depend on what comes the other side of the international break. I think there's also something to be said in amongst all of this, and in this game, even when you refer to his subs very much later on, to me there's something that's almost a bit more mature as well, in terms of this is now not just about we've just got to get some results, some performances and get some points on the board. To me, it felt like there was a little bit of Liverpool being aware of their opponents, the level of their opponents in this one. And again, I think that Liverpool's task is tougher the other side of the international break. And I think that there'll be a lot of thought, I think, going into now. If Liverpool could get themselves into 90% of the best version of themselves for April and May, then the season minimum requirement will be met.